I'm Adele Forbes, I'm here today with the Carbon Monoxide Campaign, Be Alarmed. My personal experience with carbon monoxide goes back to October 2005. I lost my son and my grandparents to carbon monoxide poisoning. My eldest son, Macaulay, was sleeping down my grandfather's on the Monday night as it was half term. So we decided to go Christmas shopping. So I was out all day Christmas shopping. About 6 o'clock, while I was still out, my mother phoned to ask if I'd heard or seen from him. I said no. She said, oh, I'm a bit worried. And I said, there's no need to worry. He's over the boxing gym. They'll be back now about 8 o'clock. And my mother phoned then about 8:15 and said, look, we're going to go down because nobody I've heard of him, even my grandfather's best friend, we used to go to every day. So I said, well, come and get me because you've got Macaulay, you know, just to be on the safe side and check. So on the way down, we were describing or talking about different scenarios, what could have happened. We didn't think anything fatally had happened. But, like, if my nan's fallen hurt, you know, Macaulay'd have the common sense to go out and get a neighbour or phone 999. So when we got in, the house was in darkness. It was a bit unnerving because my nan always had the telly blasting and the lights were on. So my mother got her keys out the bag and she couldn't find the front door key because it was dark. So I opened the front door for her. We was hit with a strong sulphur smell, which was emitting from the coal boiler that my grandfather had. So I turned to my mother and her partner and said, I think there's something wrong. So that's when he ran straight in past me, then into the living room, into the kitchen. Found my grandfather collapsed on the kitchen floor and turned and shouted to me to run out and phone an ambulance. He pushed me out of the house and he ran upstairs. Macaulay was found in my grandfather's bed sleeping and my nan was on her bedroom floor.